In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, besides being the feast of St. John Cantius today, it is also one of Our Lady's feast days, and that feast day is Mater Admirabilis, and you can see the image of Our Lady under her title Mater Admirabilis in that little shrine of ours in the epistle side. If you remember, twice a year in Lent and in Advent, we have a Mass where priest wears rose-colored vestments. Do you remember that, children? It is called rose-colored, but it really looks like pink. And today I'll tell you about this painting of Mater Admirabilis, where Our Lady wears pink, and that's a result of a young girl who once had a favorite pink dress. This painting, called Mater Admirabilis, means Mother Most Admirable. You should remember this title because in October we pray the Rosary and Litany of Our Lady every day after school. Mother Most Admirable is one of her titles, which we say every day. The story begins in Rome at Trinita dei Monti, a monastery which was started at the beginning of 1500s. It was founded by the Minims, a Franciscan order founded by Saint Francis of Paola, and it was under the rule of the French government, this monastery, that is. But during the French Revolution, late 1700s, the Minims abandoned the property and the monastery fell into very bad shape. In 1828, Pope Leo XII invited the nuns of the Society of the Sacred Heart to found a community and school at the Trinita dei Monti monastery. The society went to Rome to put the property in order. Nevertheless, of the French Revolution, the monastery was still owned by the French government, which specified that only French nuns would occupy this site. It was in 1844 when a young French girl, Pauline Perdot, was admitted as a postulant to the Society of Sacred Heart. She was a talented artist and asked permission of the Mother Superior of the house to paint a portrait of Our Lady. The place she chose was on a wall of a corridor that led to the sisters' cloister. However, Mother Superior was hesitant because she knew that this young girl was totally unfamiliar with fresco painting techniques. But Pauline persisted, praying to Our Lady for strength. And finally, she succeeded, and Mother Superior reluctantly gave her permission. Pauline wanted to paint Mary as a young girl, sitting in the Temple of Jerusalem, clothed in a pink dress. As a child, Pauline had had a favorite pink dress, so she chose to paint Mary as a young woman in a rose-colored dress, rather than a traditional blue. Her painting also included a lily at Mary's side, representing her purity, also a distaff and spindle of spinning, representing her love of work, and a book, her dedication to study. Pauline devoted several hours a day in preparing the surface of the wall and then painting her image of Mary. Unfortunately, although Pauline put herself wholeheartedly into her task, Mother Superior had been right. Her inexperience with the technique of fresco did not produce the beautiful, soft painting for which she had hoped to make. When she finished her painting, the Mother Superior did not like it. Its colors, including the pink dress, she thought were far too flashy and showy for her taste. So she crushed the young girl's dream of her painting of Our Lady by ordering it to be covered over with a curtain. In the year 1846, Pope Pius IX who had just been elected as Pope, visited this monastery. When he was touring around the building, he saw the curtain in the corridor and asked to see what was under it. And when the fresco was uncovered, the two flashy colors, so to speak, had softened to the shades of pink and blue and ivory. And seeing this beautiful fresco, its colors miraculously softened, the Pope exclaimed, "Mater admirabilis, Mother most admirable." Miracles soon began, starting with the cure of a missionary priest who had completely lost the power of speech and who could now speak again. Pilgrims in ever-increasing numbers came to kneel at the feet of the painting and to pray for Our Lady's grace. The Pope gave permission to offer Mass before the miraculous picture and to celebrate the feast of Mater Admirabilis on October the 20th. Children, you should learn from this story many things. First of all, young Pauline wanted something very much, but when she was refused, she prayed to Our Lady for help. And because she was persistent and faithful in her prayers, she was heard and received permission to make her wish come true. Secondly, she worked very hard. She spent 6 or 7 hours each day working, the same amount you children spend in school every day, working for months, first preparing the surface of the wall and finally painting the likeness of Mary. So you should also be ready and willing to work very hard, not just in school, but also after you graduate from school, because, like it or not, you have to work your whole life through, and there is always going to be somebody who gives you works you would not like to do. So work with fidelity and humility, like Jesus worked in Saint Joseph's workshop. Thirdly, Pauline painted a book into her painting, representing Mary's dedication to study. Even after school, you children should retain your love of study, your holy Catholic religion. The modern techniques, like the radio programs or YouTube videos or sermons posted on the internet, have even made it a lot easier nowadays to study your religion if you are a type who finds reading hard. Make good use of these modern systems to which your priests and bishops dedicate so much time and effort. And finally, always, no matter what, retain the lily of purity, which Pauline painted in her fresco. Our Lady loves purity, and you should love it as well, no matter how much the world scorns and mocks it. Give lots of thought to the idea that you might have a religious vocation, which the Church is so much in want these days. Or if you are called to marriage, be wholly devoted of searching a spouse who is like Mary, chaste, loves God, and ready to raise the children as faithful Catholics. And also promise to Our Lady that you will be like that as well. Because, make no mistake, from the world you will never found happiness. You found only pleasures which will vanish at the hour of your death. Instead, the humility, chastity, love of work and study are the means in this world through which you will always be happy in heaven. And this is the way which has infallibly and in a beautiful manner taught to you by our Mother most admirable. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.